Every Sunday, you need to get emotionally ready for the week. Reflect, reveal, learn, and grow. This is a moment of introspection.
Hey, hey, welcome to this Sunday's edition of A Moment of Introspection. And we're going to talk about that first dollar. That first dollar you make in business. It's actually a really exciting moment when that happens. And I remember my first dollar in business. It's actually somewhat vague because it all kind of crowded together. I had gotten started in 2008 with entrepreneurship. And anyway, from 2008 through 2012, I was kind of in a partnership. So it wasn't, I really don't count those years. They're counted, but in terms of like me starting from scratch and building it from the ground up really happened in 2012. And, in fact, on my Instagram, if you go to my Instagram, it's at Jake Anderson Live. There, if you scroll down, you'll see a photo of me holding a check. Obviously I've like blurred out the important stuff on the check, but it was my first dollar. It was the first money. I think it was a $1,300 check I had gotten. It was for this event that I was working on. And it was the official first money that I had deposited for that brand. It was my first real brand that I was building, because the prior 4 years was in a partnership with somebody else's brand. So that's why I say that doesn't really count, because it was really somebody else's brand. And I just didn't feel like it was something that I had any real ownership in. So with this company, you know, I had, you know, created this brand from the ground up, and then I got this first dollar. Now, there's a really important lesson that needs to be discussed about your first dollar in business. The first thing is, I do believe that your first dollar is the hardest dollar for people who are getting started and they're going through a lot of different concepts and ideas and, you know, testing different offers and, you know, they're putting things out there and, you know, trying to get people to kind of come through that funnel and make the purchase and enroll in whatever the thing is that you have. Maybe it's a course or maybe it's some coaching program or what have you. And it can be, you know, it can be tough, like especially finding like who is going to give me money for this thing that I think is worth some level of value. And you're kind of seeking that validation. So once you get that validation, I think it's really important to really pay attention, especially with your first dollar, because your first dollar is the hardest dollar. And after that, it becomes, I think, exponentially easier. And the reason it becomes easier is because you are starting to gather feedback on those transactions. It's like asking yourself the question, why did this person decide to give me X amount of dollars for this thing? And you start to understand through the conversations you have with people, and you start paying attention to conversion rates. You know, for every lead that comes through the door, you know, for how many leads does it take to get a sale? Is it every 10 leads for a sale? Is it every 5 leads? What's my conversion rate? And so as you start making these dollars, you start also collecting data that gives you the feedback you need to make the necessary adjustments to increase your conversion and improve the overall customer journey experience that people take with you. I was speaking yesterday with a friend of mine who is in the process of launching a business, and he was asking me some questions about, you know, just some typical questions that people ask when they're getting started, you know, about their branding, their idea. They're kind of looking for some validation. And I told him, like, and I'll give you a quick example. He was kind of explaining to me, like, what do you think about my slogan? And I was like, I'll tell you this. This is how I respond to anytime somebody gives me, especially when it comes to copywriting, like the way I give feedback, and I do it this way because I think it's the most effective in terms of the feedback, right? Like, if you're asking for feedback on something, you want it to be valuable feedback and something that you can actually use. So I say, this is how I give feedback on copy. If you tell me that you show me the copy, and I will tell you exactly how it makes me feel. What comes to mind immediately? Because that's really, it's the response. Like, what response comes to my head when I hear that? I'm not going to tell you, oh, that sounds great, that sounds amazing. I'm going to say, no, this is my response. Because that's the data, that's the feedback that you want to get to be able to make the necessary business decisions to break through and grow your company. So the same thing applies when you make a sale, right? When you make a sale, you need to understand what was the response that triggered this person to reach into their wallet, pull out their card, and make the swipe and do the transaction. And understanding why that person did that is invaluable. It gives you some information that you can then take to improve, you know, either your marketing process, or, you know, I always talk about the three core components of every business. You got fulfillment, sales, and marketing, and they all really integrate together. So having this understanding of why people, you know, make the transaction, what worked and what really led to them, what was the customer journey that led them to making that decision is really important. And that's the big, really big takeaway that I want you to get from this moment of introspection. It's something, you know, for a lot of my audience, I know they're either kind of new into business or thinking about starting a business, or maybe they've started a business and they have some traction, they're making some sales. And of course there might be some people out there listening that have actually done quite well. Maybe you've got something in the six or seven figures in revenue, but, you know, I will say this, and this is coming from somebody who's kind of seen it from startup up into the multiple six figures and everything in between. Even when you start getting to those higher levels, it's the problems don't just go away. Like, you're still trying to figure out how to increase conversion rates, how you can improve the experience of the customer journey, and how you can scale. I mean, it still remains, whether you're multiple six figures or seven figures or just starting out, you know, you're still asking yourself those questions to figure out how to level up. So really, I think this whole principle applies across the board. And, you know, different problems at different levels, but the principle remains. So I'm going to leave you with that on today's moment of introspection. And if you haven't made that first dollar, don't get discouraged. It will come. You just have to stick with it. Resilience and patience are vital attributes to entrepreneurship. So make sure you embrace them and stay with it. God bless you. Happy Sunday. And we will see you on tomorrow's episode.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of the Introspective Podcast, where mindful entrepreneurs get their daily deep dive to uncover new opportunities, raise their state of awareness, and shift the introspective towards their next breakthrough moment in both life and business. And if that sounds like you, then make sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. You can find the show on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and Amazon. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow here on the Introspective Podcast.